You don't need me to tell you what America's problems are. Plenty of people can do that. Instead, let me tell you about America's future, what it can be. I'm not making a prediction, but there's a new golden age waiting for us if we do just five things. One, reconnect with our Judeo-Christian roots. In this vision of the future, a majority of Americans realize we have to return to the basics. A new appreciation of traditional Judeo-Christian values takes place. Call it a new awakening. We became an exceptional nation because we were largely a self-governing nation, the first in human history. The U.S. Constitution begins with the phrase, "We the people." But self-government only works if we are a moral country. And to be that, we need to appreciate the source of our values, the Bible. Our second president, John Adams, understood this right from the beginning. Our Constitution, he wrote, was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Of course, this doesn't mean that you have to follow a specific religion or any religion at all. That's your constitutional right. But it does mean that as a society, we recognize Judeo-Christian values as our moral compass. Pointed in the right direction, a new sense of civility returns. Politics remains as fractious as ever, but our debates are more about policy than personality, more constructive and less bitter. Two, we take control of our children's education. In this renewed America, moms and dads demand to be informed about exactly what their children are learning. They don't take no for an answer. They get themselves elected to local school boards to make sure their wishes are enforced. Value-centered private schools, charter schools, online schools, and homeschools sprout up all over the country. Public schools stop being warehouses and become real places of learning. Proficiency in reading, writing, and math become our preoccupation rather than subjects like racial grievance, gender identity, and global warming. Music and art appreciation make a comeback. So do dress codes. Discipline and test scores improve. Three, we laugh cancel culture out of existence. America regains its sense of humor. Hypersensitive reactions to perceived slights are no longer taken seriously. We're able to tell a harmless joke without worrying about being hauled into the human resources office. And if we've gone too far, we're quietly told to be more self-aware, and the matter is dropped. Lessons learned. With the pressure off, the office environment improves, employees stop walking on eggshells, and productivity increases. The spoiled brats lose influence. A new Saturday Night Live appears, one that pokes fun at everyone and anyone, right and left. And it's a huge success. Four, we become energy independent and secure our supply lines. America becomes the world's dominant energy producer. Not only do we produce more than enough energy for ourselves, but we produce enough to help our allies. We do it by responsibly developing our almost limitless natural resources. We also greatly expand our nuclear power industry. Small and very safe next-generation nuclear power plants provide more clean energy every year. Meanwhile, private business realizes the advantages of producing products from pharmaceuticals to heavy machinery in the United States. The government does all it can to encourage this boom, easing onerous regulations, insisting on fair trade agreements, and when necessary, imposing strategic tariffs. Along with this economic growth comes growth in personal income. People feel prosperous again. Five, marriage becomes the cool and smart thing to do. Young women realize devoting themselves to a career is not a substitute for good marriage and family. They start dating with intention to find a good man. And men respond by once again defining manhood as marrying and taking care of a wife and family. The studies turn out to be true. Marriage leads to more financial success, more personal fulfillment, a greater sense of purpose, than living alone in pursuit of career goals. The marriage rate goes up across all races, and the average age that people get married goes down, reversing a 50-year trend. Both men and women are happier and experience less depression than the previous generation. Five action steps to a new American century. we return to our Judeo-Christian roots. Take control of our kids' education. Laugh cancel culture into oblivion. Become energy independent. Make marriage cool again. We don't have to pass any laws or raise any taxes. We just need the will, the courage, and grit to create a better future. Can we make it happen? That's up to you. But I'll bet on America anytime. I'm Kendall Qualls, president of Take Charge for Prager University.